This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. Lance Rake is professor of industrial design at the University of Kansas and the creative force behind the Semester Bicycle, a sleek and durable bike made of bamboo grown just 3 blocks from its assembly shop in Greensboro, Alabama. Rake is collaborating with community development organizations in Greensboro to create more than just an innovative bike, but a new manufacturing model designed to help pull a town in an economic standstill back into the race. He sat down with Virginia Prescott to talk about the business of putting bamboo on wheels.
Before we talk about the social benefits of the Semester Bicycle, why bamboo?
For me, it started with just my interest in bicycles. And I knew a guy named John Bielenberg who has done several projects in the Greensboro area. And we were sharing our interest in bicycles. And he said that they had a little bike lab in Greensboro that was just starting to make bamboo bikes. And the reason they were making bamboo bikes in Greensboro is because bamboo grows there. Mm-hmm. It's a resource that's there, but it hasn't really been taken advantage of. I went there for a couple of weeks. This is 2 or 3 years ago, and looked at how they were making bamboo bikes. And there are a few manufacturers of bamboo bikes. They're generally using bamboo whole tubes, as you can kind of imagine a Gilligan's Island bike might be. And they look a little bit like that. The ride is not too bad. Bamboo is flexible, but it's still pretty strong. So it tends to take some of the vibration out of the ride. So it ends up being a pretty good material. But it just didn't seem right to me. It didn't look right to me, and it didn't really feel right to me. So I started to look at other ways of maybe using the bamboo in a bike. I kind of drew back to growing up in Wisconsin, and my father is a pretty enthusiastic fly fisherman, and he loved bamboo fly rods. And it just seemed like maybe there's something we could do with the bamboo that was more like the fly rod, where you'd take it, split it, and put it back together in an engineered shape that would actually outperform just raw bamboo.
Okay, so you'd come up with the design for this bicycle. Where then does it become a community project, or a project that, as you say, could change the future of the town of Greensboro?
One of my interests as an industrial designer and a design professor is this sort of idea of building up craft-based businesses, small businesses that rely on local resources, that use traditional craft skills, but maybe are missing out on either marketing opportunities or don't get production quite right or something like that, so they can't make a real sustainable, viable small business out of that local resource and out of their own skill. So that part of it was always interesting to me with the bike operation and Semester Bike in Greensboro. So some of it is using the material that we have, and certainly some of it is using craft skills that are around. But a big part of it, too, is bringing in a little bit of design and bringing in some very available technology like internet kind of sales to help these guys really make a good, sustainable, small enterprise.
Well, we looked at designs of the bicycles. They're beautiful looking. What would they retail for?
We have a price of $800 on a built-up bike that's a single-speed, in a way, a good city bike.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on maybe the upper end of what a bike like that should be, but I guess it's on the upper end of what a bike like that should be, because it's not only bamboo, but it's kind of a composite developed with carbon fiber on the inside, these bamboo strips, epoxy laminate, and it becomes a real high-performance composite-type bike. So I think it rivals bikes that sell actually for much higher prices than that.
When you're talking about using epoxy, carbon fiber, I wonder if using that kind of materials offsets some of the environmental benefits of using a pretty plentiful material like bamboo.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing, and I think it's initially something that I just wanted to stay away from. I mean, we're still using a resource that's renewable if it's not recyclable at the end, which it's not, you know, once you finish it in that way. On the other hand, you make it something that lasts much longer and performs better, and I like bicycles from that standpoint. There's something about the efficiency of a bicycle when it's done well, you know, and to get things lighter and stronger and better riding. All of those things are happening with the addition of the carbon fiber. So there are definitely some offsets in it, but it's gotten us to use that resource that we do have in Alabama.
Tell us a little bit about Greensboro, Alabama, what has happened to it economically over the years, and why setting up a bike lab for bamboo bikes might help kickstart its economy.
Greensboro, I mean, it's a very interesting town. It's pretty small. Most of the shops seem like they're vacant that are downtown, and a lot of, I guess, what was farming, supporting farming for a while, and there's also a couple of operations. Like, I want to say there's a catfish. I know there's a catfish plant there, but there's very few jobs, and a lot of things just keep moving out of Greensboro. The area, though, does have some interesting kind of crafts that have survived. There's woodworkers, there's some basket makers, there's some amazing quilt makers that are there and just fabulous. So part of the idea is creating jobs, but a bigger part of the idea to me is creating jobs that are worth doing, you know, where you're making something, where you can have a beautiful bike sitting on your bench when you walk home at night instead of working at the plant or the factory. As more people come and learn those skills and learn how to work in this environment, I think we can bring a lot of new products into it. So we're already talking about skateboard decks and some other things that we can use, again, with bamboo and probably in combination with other materials. But the more products we can be developing, you know, innovating and ultimately producing, it'll be fabulous for downtown.
Well, Lance Rake, best of luck to you and your colleagues.
Well, thanks so much.
Lance Rake is professor of industrial design at the University of Kansas and the creative force behind the Semester Bicycle Project. You can check out the Kickstarter page for the Semester Bicycle and more at wordofmouthradio.org.